Attending the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention Friday in Kansas City, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack addressed President Obama's visit to China last week and discussions he had about access for beef and biotechnology traits.
The president publicly talked about this and suggested it's in China's best interest for them to take a much more open view to science and technology and seed technology than they have. The president also spoke very forcefully to President Xi about both biotechnology and beef. I'm hopeful, but, you know, I've been hopeful for a long time. And, you know, we have worked and we have acted in good faith with the Chinese. They came to the table with concerns about processed poultry coming into the U.S. that meets our safety requirements and from plants that are modern and equivalent to ours. We responded. We did the right thing. We tried to say, hey, you have a problem. We're trying to address it. To be candid, I haven't seen that kind of reaction from my Chinese counterpart. And that's unfortunate because I think it's not in the interest of the United States necessarily alone that this technology get into the market. It really ultimately is in the interest of the Chinese producers. Because if they don't have a regulatory system that embraces science, their producers are not going to be as productive as they need them to be to maximize productivity in that country that will help them and us and all of us meet growing food demands for a growing world population. I think there's an effort on the part of the Chinese to transform their agriculture from a state-owned, state-operated, millions and millions and millions of small producers to a much more modern agriculture, and maybe they're trying to pace it, I don't know. But they, I think in the long run, if they can't get their regulatory systems to recognize and to synchronize with other regulatory systems from countries like the United States, Brazil, Argentina, and others who are producing and are authorizing and allowing these biotech crops, we're just not going to see the level of production we need. And we're going to face some serious challenges in the future, especially with climate changing and all of the issues that a changing climate presents for producing the volume of food that we're going to need to produce. So I hope the president's very specific discussion on those two topics informed President Xi, and I hope he in turn works with his administration. And I hope when we meet in December in Chicago for the Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade that we see movement and we see some indication from the Chinese that they understand it's in their best interest to do this.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.